This is a dictation for Tracy Child, TRACYCHILDS. Date of service is 3/6/2023. Date of birth 12/26/1962. Date of accident 5/9/2022. Patient Tracy Child is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was last seen on 2/2/2023. The patient has a ongoing pain in the right shoulder, neck, and the lower back to the tune of 7 to 9, attributed due to a accident, automobile accident that happened to her while she was traveling as a passenger in the front seat with her husband, leading, and the car was slided T-bone on the driver's side. This impact caused her dizziness and vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of memory, spots in the vision, and severe headaches. Along with this, the pain in the neck, right shoulder, lower back, left leg, and right ankle started with the involvement of all the four fingers, second, third, and fourth, and fifth of the right hand. Pain in the right wrist and the left wrist was also reported. Right shoulder pain was around 8, and she could not lift more than 110 degrees. Now, that was the first visit when she was seen on 9/29/2022. Since then, patient has been undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and other treatment, medications, conservative treatment. Currently, the pain level remains the same. The radiation of pain to the legs is infrequent, not often, and only to the right leg sometime. The patient has noticed in the front in the L3-4 nerve distribution. The ADLs are affected 9 as follows. Sleep and general activity is affected 9. And mood and walking ability is 7. Walking ability is affected 7. Relationship with other people and enjoyment of life is affected 6. Patient reports 60% improvement in her symptoms overall so far. In the positive symptoms in system review, neurology and psych are headaches, vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, loss of memory, chronic fatigue. Pain and numbness, there is a lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and limited range of motion, pains and needle clicking, grinding, and nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. The right shoulder pain, pain in the elbow, pain in the both wrist and right ankle. In the GI none, GU none, respiratory none, additional changes in the pain none, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization or weight loss. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 162/103, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is 2/2/2023, dictation number 0220-119. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the medications after reviewing the maps and the labs. She is provided naproxen 500 twice a day and Trazodone 100 milligram for sleep. She's also provided Ortrim 100 milligram every 12 hour, PRN 60 tablets for pain, Xanax 0.5 milligram to every 12 hour for anxiety, and for Fearicet 1 or 2 every 6 hour, PRN 60 tablets are provided for headaches. She'll continue on a light duty job now at 7 hours, 7 days lifting limit. Physical therapy continues on the affected areas for 2 times per week, including neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, as well as the wrist and sacroiliac joints. And she has been referred to her primary care physician to make sure her blood pressure is under control. And chiropractic treatment is ordered. neuropsych treatment has been ordered, and counseling has been ordered. The CT scan for the wrist was ordered, but it has never been done yet. And that's about it. Thank you so much.